Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, we knew they weren't going to go undefeated. I don't think I thought that. Maybe I did. I don't know. The Avs are pretty damn good. Eric Lacroix joining us as he does every Friday to talk to us about some Colorado Avalanche hockey. And Eric, you know what? This team, I just think it's astonishing that last night was their first loss away from Ball Arena since March 4th. You knew it was going to be broken at some point, the road winning streak and all that. It's still a bummer, but I think the Avs will be fine. What do you think, Eric?
Oh, they will be fine. I mean, you're going to get a few more of those. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, they just weren't good. It was they just weren't good. It's that simple. I mean, nothing was working from the get-go till the end. You would have thought that maybe after a bit it was going to change, but it just never did. The execution wasn't there. The top guys were not very good. It's nothing against the Penguins or whatever. I mean, Jari made a couple good saves, yeah. Here and there, as every goalie will in a game. But it's not like the Avs got dominated. It's just nothing, they had the puck, nothing was working. And you call that a stinker, right? And then you throw it on the garbage and move forward, move on to the next one, and they got a couple days off, and then they play Buffalo. So I'm pretty sure they'll be more than fine.
Well, yeah, when you looked at these games, when you played, I mean, you, like you said, they're just a stinker. You don't really dwell on it, right? I mean, you're six and one. You start the season 6-0. You know you're a great team. Pittsburgh was desperate. I mean, they looked like they had an energy level there that the Avs just maybe didn't have for a night, but. Don't you just look at those games, Eric? It's a long season. You just know when you get into the season, you're going to have a handful of these games where it's just not there.
I agree, and it just was one of those. And maybe, Pittsburgh was 2-4 coming into the game, you know what I mean? So you lose the game, you go 2-5. It's a different, how can I say this? You don't wish harm on anybody. And I like Mike Sullivan, great guy, great coach for Pittsburgh. Been there 9 years, and people have been saying 2-4. People are calling for his head. They get up 3-0 and on a game like last night. And towards the end of the second, Rantanen gets cut with his stick, right? High stick. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, there's a 4-minute power play. I can only imagine what went through his head. The Avalanche are a scary team. McKinnon, McCarr, Rantanen, those guys are scary. To play against. As a coach, you're like, you got to be kidding me. Here it is. Here's that 4-minute power play. And, wow, things might turn quickly here, but it just never did. Thank God, because you don't wish harm on anybody. But, can you imagine that? They score 2 goals there. It's a different game. And, you go on and the Avs win that game. It might be a different morning for the Pittsburgh Penguins at 2-5.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, this team, that's why I think when you see a loss, it's almost, Eric, as I'm watching the game, in my brain, the Avs are so good at this point where you just kind of go, yeah, it's gonna happen. It was gonna happen sooner than later. Maybe it's good that it happens now, and then you reload. And I was listening to the Nuggets at the beginning of the season. Their general manager Calvin Booth saying, hey, we don't just want to be a great team. We want to, in the regular season, we want to have these stretches where we win 6 to 10 games in a row, maybe drop a game or two, and then we get right back to it. So that will probably be what we see with this Avs team. They're going to lose some games once in a while, but I think more often than not, they're going to put together some long streaks.
Well, especially if you put things in perspective, you win 6 out of 7, that gives you first place in the NHL at the end of the year. So you can't harp on that one. Or you go 15 in a row on the road winning, you keep doing that. I mean, man, these guys will be at the top of the standings at the end of the year. So, yeah, I mean, it's a championship mentality in that dressing room. One game's not going to, be the end of the world. Today the sun, was up for them. I'm not sure they flew last night or this morning to Buffalo, but they're going to, regroup and be ready for the next game, because that's what championship mentality does. You don't lose 2 games in a row. And that's That's a mindset that you start right away, right now for playoffs. I remember playing here back then, and you'd lose a game, and the next day you're at practice, and you make a bad route on a drill, and then all of a sudden Claude Lemieux or Mike Keane is looking at you right in the face and saying, "Oh, is this how we do things here?
Mm.
Is this what it is?" And then you're like, "Holy crap!" You know what I mean? Like, "Oh man, oh that's right," you know, because you know Paddy Wall used to always say, "Good teams don't lose two in a row." Because in the playoffs, if you lose two in a row, you're absolutely toasted. You know what I mean? So it's a mindset you have. So when you do lose one like they did last night, it's not how you fall. It's that old cliche, right? It's how you get back up. And usually championship mentality that is installed in a team like the Avalanche usually takes over. So that's what I'm expecting tomorrow. Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, an early game too. But that's interesting to hear it too, because you know I know sometimes you look at these long seasons when you look at baseball, basketball, and hockey, the very long seasons where you know you go, okay, what's a 2-3 game losing streak? Is that really going to be that big a deal in the long run? But what you're saying, and you being with on that team, all of you guys were just so damn good that mindset was like, hey, 82 games. We're not dropping two in a row. So in your mind, there's probably a sense of pressure that the Avs are putting on themselves with this trip to Buffalo.
Oh, for sure. And you have to. And whether you're youth hockey or whether you're in juniors or the NHL, it's the switch. You can't just turn the switch on. It doesn't exist. The switch always has to be on. And there'll be days where it's on, but you're just not executing. You know, example last night for the Avs, right? But if you always have that mindset that you don't lose two games in a row and it's everybody's bought in from the coaching staff, the players, then once playoff comes around, it's nothing new. It's nothing that's like surprising you. It's something that you're ready for it. And plus you have to have real expectations, right? I wouldn't say that the San Jose Sharks, and again, no disrespect to my buddy David Quinn there in San Jose, but I don't think they have that mentality this season, you know, with their team. And if they do, then they should check themselves in, right? I mean, because it's not, they're not a very good team. But if you have the expectations of winning it all, there's no other way to do it. There's no other way to do it. And you got to go in there, and it starts in practice, and it starts with your routine every day, and it starts with coaches and players, and the Avs have that. So that's what I'm saying. Tomorrow, I think it's – no, again, I'm going back Sunday. I wouldn't want to be Buffalo, right, because you're like, oh, man, these guys are coming to town now. They're going to be, you know, ready to go, and I bet that they will.
Eric, last one for you on the Avs. What can you say about Mikko Rantanen, man? He has been so good, leading the team right now in points with 12, five goals for him, seven assists. I mean, every single night this guy's produced, obviously save for last night, but for the most in this six-game streak, he has just been producing at a crazy level.
Yeah, he's an elite player. It's a rare package of size and skill, right, which you don't really see, and his hands and his shot are absolutely outstanding. He's one of my favorite players. He's been for a few years now. Always has a smile on his face. Makes a mistake. Again, I go back to you play 25 minutes a night. You're going to make mistakes, right? I mean, you're not always perfect. But Mikko tends to make a couple early in the game. And he's got a goldfish mentality, right? He just forgets about it and then just moves on to the next play. Might get mad for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, get back to the bench, and then he goes and just absolutely dominates like a period. Like I said, what a pick at 10 he was back then. I mean, that's a steal. But a great leader on that team, really different than McKinnon, McCarr, probably a blend of the two, you know what I mean, where when Cale's just the nicest kid in the world, and Nate, we all know he's so driven and focused and a little more serious, so you go to McKinnon, it's probably a little bit of a blend of those two, and keeps things light and very well liked by his teammates. And again, the way he shoots that puck, I don't see how he doesn't get to 60 this year.
Eric Lacroix joining us. Man, I love your work. I love having you on the show. I love what you do with DNVR as well. And I love all of your involvement with the Colorado Grit. I mean, they got another big homestand coming up this weekend, man. It's just hockey's booming, and it's going to be cold outside today and tomorrow throughout the weekend. So, Maybe a trip to the Greeley Ice House would be just what the doctor ordered. Stay out of that cold.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going to do after I, you know, get off the studios there. I'm just going to get down the highway, get to the Ice House, playing the Mud Bugs, best name in hockey. Are you kidding me?
I love it, man. Bugs. I love that.
Me? I mean, that's awesome. And the Grits ready to go. They had a weekend off last weekend, and should be exciting. Should be, yeah, like you said, come on down with the family. And, you know, what better than cold weather and hockey night in Greeley. You know, get around the Ice House, go eat, and those guys are excited. They're excited to maybe get on a little run here, and some guys are healthy now. Guys like Jordan Guthridge, you know, local all-star here from Colorado, you know, got injured a little bit at the start, but this is a guy that, you know, should be starting to show everybody why he's already committed, and, you know, should be fun to watch this guy play in action among all the other guys, and it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Yeah, you're already hearing. Yeah, these guys are already getting these big looks, too. So you have this hungry team each and every weekend just playing their hearts out. So it's a lot of fun. Eric, my man, appreciate you as always. And let's see what the Avs do this weekend. Early game on Sunday. So let's see if they bounce back.
I'll be sitting there and you're going to make it sound like you're there, right? So it's Buffalo theme. So we're going to be eating chicken wings at the NBR. It's going to be awesome. Buffalo wings.
I love it, man. Eric, hey, throw out ways people can follow your stuff, like at DNVR, and I know what you're doing with the Avs side of things, too. But give our listeners a quick way where they can track you down and find everything that you're putting together.
Well, I work with DNVR Avalanche, right, which you can find that on Twitter, you know, at DNVR Avalanche, which is a beat of four wonderful people besides myself. These guys have been at it for years, and they know their stuff. AJ and Rudo and Megan and Tiffany, our producer. Those guys have been unbelievable. Follow them. I would say it's the best Avs coverage there is here in Colorado, and they know their stuff. And I'm just been added to their group and try to add a little different perspective to these guys. And so far, so good. Those guys are amazing. I just try to follow their lead.
I love it, man. Eric, appreciate you, my friend. Stay warm this weekend, okay?
Oh, I love it. I'm from Montreal. This is great.
I'm with you. I'm kind of the same way. I like looking outside, and if I have to walk out in it for a second, it's fine. But if I have to stand out in it for too long, then it becomes an issue. But we'll see. Eric, appreciate you, my man. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Angel, right now, let's give some tickets away. I got a four-pack of tickets to go see the Colorado Grit take on the Shreveport Mud Bugs. Is that what it is? Shreveport? Mud Bugs, dude. That's worth the price of admission right there. Let's go caller number four on the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310. Caller number four, you got a four-pack of tickets for tonight to go see the Colorado Grit in action. D-Mac, Darren McKee, coming up next, host of the Kill You With Truth podcast. And you know the name. We'll talk to him. We'll talk some Broncos, Buffs with D-Mac coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.